Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Most discussions on immigration center on ideology, economics, or race. But how do we bring a biblical worldview perspective to this ongoing debate? Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. The National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference has been addressing these issues for many years, and their vice president, Reverend Tony Suarez, joined us to talk immigration, the church, and the Bible. And he shared his heart for the unity of the church across ethnic boundaries.
I think that the last thing we need is to continue to segregate the church. We've heard it over and over. In fact, I think it's quoted so much, I don't even know who is the original person that said it, but the most segregated place in the United States is still Sunday morning. Black church, white church, Spanish church, Asian church. And at some point, we have to come together here, because when we get to heaven, we're all going to be together in the same room. And I'd hate to go up there and have to have name tags, because we didn't ever get to know each other down here on earth, especially when we're supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ. What I think, and this is my heart, I want to see unity in the body of Christ. I think it's so important to the Anglo Church to understand that these people that are coming, they might look different, they might not speak the same language, but they're made in the image of God. These are human beings, and if you'll take the time to say hello, you'll find that Hispanic people are extremely hospitable. They're extremely polite. They're sometimes very intimidated. It's not that they're being rude. It's not that they're arrogant or don't want to talk to you. They're intimidated because maybe they don't speak the language. I encourage pastors that are seeking to make outreach into the Hispanic community. I tell them, before you ever show up with a Bible study chart, PowerPoint, whatever it is that people use these days, before you ever do that, buy a pizza, buy a sub sandwich, and go sit down and say hello. Get to know each other. Because when you build the bond, when you build a relationship with that person, then you're able to connect, and they'll trust you. They'll listen to the message that you're trying to share with them. Simply put, open the door and welcome the stranger, and just begin to know that person. This is a human being made in the image of God. I would say, how long would it take to maybe learn maybe two, three, four words in Spanish and try to say it to Hispanic, and then ask that person to learn two or three, maybe four words in English, and start developing a bond, a relationship. And, you know, you're doing twofold things. You're welcoming them into your church, but you're also assimilating them into our country.